12th chapter, text 25. This is just to give a little brief explanation of this chapter. The Suta Goswami next address the third question. You remember Bhagavatam began with six questions and the whole Bhagavatam is answered. So this is the third question of the sages regarding the birth and activities of Maharaj Parikshit. Now from this chapter actually Suta Goswami is answering to those questions that rose by Sonaka and 88,000 sages. That's a big audience. 88. That's a big audience. And if you ever wonder, like they did not have a microphone, I get sometimes text that they don't hear, microphone is not. But 88,000 people, how big is that hall? Well, there was no hall. It's all open area. So it's even they have to speak louder. But of course, Sukhdev Goswami did not speak louder. It says, beautiful explanation given by Suta Goswami. Jampra vrajantam anupetam upeta kritam doipayana virahakata rajuhava putra iti tanmaya taravo vinedus tam sarvabhuta ridayam munimanato smi. That his Guru Maharaj Sukhdev Goswami entered into the heart of all the audience and spoke there. So he got full attention. So this is the how the verse began to this. Text is 25. So we'll begin with that. Please join together by reciting, by evoking the Supreme Personality of Godhead in the form of Vasudev. Why do we chant Vasudev? Why not Krishna? Because he is the predominating deity of consciousness. We have love within our heart, but our consciousness with this external energy does not allow us to see the Lord within our heart. So our consciousness has to be purified. So we are consciously choosing, or Srila Prabhupada set up that way, to chant Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Three times. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. And then we chant Narayanam Namaskritam Narancaiva Narottamam Devim Sarasatim Vyasam Tato Jayam Mudirayet. So before reciting Srimad Bhagavatam, which is our very means of conquest, we should offer our dandavat, offer respectful obeisances unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Narayan, and to Naranarayan Rishi, the supermost human being, and Mother Saraswati, who resides on the lips of the Lord. So we evoke her mercy also. who is the goddess of learning, and Srila Vyasdev, the author, and Srila Prabhupada, who is the translator in English, and Parfort, he gave his inner feeling expressed in the Parfort. Then we also chant, Nasta prayesu avadresu nitam bhagavata sevaya bhagavati uttama sloke bhaktir bhavati naistaki. So there is a two Bhagavat. One is person Bhagavat and one is Grantha Bhagavat, literature Bhagavat. And the system Prabhupada made it so wonderful that we do Srila Prabhupada's Guru Puja, this is Bhagavat Puja, and then the second part of Bhagavat is the reciting the glory. And today verse is very special. Well, every day verse is special, but today is more special because I felt very happy that if you glorify devotee, when you glorify devotee, you can inner examine yourself. If you feel happy by hearing extraordinary quality of other devotees, that's one. Second is, if you feel compassionate when you see a devotee is not advanced, but you want to help. And then third is, if you have an equal relationship with some devotee, friendly relationship, and you are eager to hear also their realization. If you do these three things, then definitely you will be out of these three modes, material nature effect. So this chapter especially allows us to come to that point. But we have to position ourselves to perceive that. So by regular attendance in the class of Bhagavatam and by renderings of service to the pure devotee, Prabhupada, all that is troublesome to the heart is almost completely destroyed. It's almost means something you have to do. In our exam, it's not 100% will be done. We have to be willing also, that is required, then it will be 100%. So all that is troublesome in the heart means all this obstacle between Krishna and you, whoever is blocking your perception to see Krishna, it's called anarthas, will be destroyed just by hearing and serving Prabhupada. That's such a wonderful. So today's verse is 25. So today's verse is, now this chapter is all glorifying about Parikshit Maharaj's wonderful qualities, and each quality is compared to another great personalities, another Mahajans. And today's verse is talking about Bali Maharaj and Prahlad Maharaj. So Bali Maharaj, whatever we all know, if we just meditate while we are reciting this verse, it will be affecting a lot. How do we know? Because Lord Krishna says, Gyatta agyatta cha karmani lokayam anutishtati. Everybody is doing things they do, but if they are aware why they are doing things they do, they will get full benefit. Vidusha karma siddhishat. This is in 10th canto, 24th chapter. Lord Krishna is expressing this. So it is our interest that we should be aware why we do things we do, for whose pleasure, what should be my attitude like this. Then we'll get 100% benefit according to Lord Krishna's own opinion. So here the four qualities are expressed in today's verse. So while you are reciting, see if we can catch. One is Bali Maharaj's patience, and Prahlad Maharaj is a great devotee. How Prahlad Maharaj is a great devotee. And another is Ashwamedh Yagna. Another is learning from the mature, grown-up devotee, like Prabhupada or all the Mahajans, Acharyas, or amongst us even. There are so many mature devotees in Alacha. So let's recite this verse together. Dritta Bali Samakrishne Prahara Daiva Sadgraha Aharta Isa Asamedhanam Vriddhanam Parjupasaka. Please chant. Dritta Bali Samakrishne
Prarada Iva Sadgraha
Prarada Iva Sadgraha
Aharta Isa Samedhanam
Aharta Isa Samedhanam
Vridhanam Parivasaka
Vridhanam Parivasaka Dritta Bali Samakrishne Prarada Iva Sadgraha Arhata Isa Samedhanam Vidhanam Paripasakam Dritta Bali Samakrishne Prarada Iva Sadgraha Prarada Isa Sadgraha Vidhanam Paripasakaha Dritta Bali Samakrishne Prarada Iva Sadgraha Arhata Isa Masrudhanam Vridhanam Paripasakaha Dvitta by patience, Bali Sama like Bali Maharaj, Krishna unto Lord Sri Krishna, Prarada Prahlad Maharaj, Eva like Sadgraha devotee of Aharta, performer, Esa, this child, Asamedhanam, of Asamedha sacrifice, Vriddhanam, of the old and experienced man, Paripasakaha, follower. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Jagatguru Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. This child will be like Bali Maharaj in patience, a staunch devotee of Lord Krishna, like Prahlad Maharaj, a performer of many Ashwamedh horse sacrifices, and a follower of the old and experienced man. Old Prabhupada did not say like a gray hair or, you know, like a wrinkled body or something. Old means mature. Purport. So before I read the purport, I want to invoke the mercy of our Guru Parampara, headed by Prabhupada. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Jena Tasmai Sri Guruve Sri Chaitanya Manovishtam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Sayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Shapanantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Jutapada Kamalam Sri Gurum Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanitam Tam Sajivam Sadaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakha Nitanscha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Samini Tinamini Namaste Sarasate Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunnavadi Paschata Deshatanini Pancha Kalpa Taruvescha Kripasindu Bayevacha Patitanam Pavanebho Vaishnavebho Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasadi Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare I come from a village, so when I read a purport, I break it down to my own thought with a number, how many. In the purport, Prabhupada did not say there is a sixth quality of Holy Maharaj. But the way Prabhupada wrote it, I just drawn six quality. He put it together in the purport. So when we read, we can see all those. This just meditating on those quality itself cuts our relationship with the three modes of material nature of this world. Literally in your heart, you should be satisfied just by hearing this. Of course, your consciousness has to be there in order to agree, accept, and actually live with it. Then it will work. Okay, first, Prabhupada says, one of the Bali Maharaj. So he's talking about two great personalities, Bali Maharaj and Prahlad Maharaj. Bali Maharaj, one of the 12 authorities in the devotional service of the Lord. Bali Maharaj is a great authority in the devotional service because he sacrificed everything to please the Lord and relinquished the connection of his so-called spiritual master, who obstructed him on the path of risking everything for the service of the Lord. The highest perfection of religious life is to attain to that stage of unqualified devotional service of the Lord without any cause or without being obstructed by any kind of worldly obligation. Bali Maharaj was determined to give up everything for the satisfaction of the Lord. He did not care for any obstruction whatsoever. And then Prabhupada goes another angle. He is the grandson of Prahlad Maharaj, another authority in the devotional service of the Lord. Bali Maharaj and the history of his dealings with Vishnu Bhamandev are described in the eighth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, chapter 11 to 24.
Huh?
Oh, really? Maybe it's an edited version or old version, I don't know. It's good. It's all good. You can read extra chapter in the book. So in the beginning, Prabhupada writes, Bali Maharaj is a perfect devotee of Lord Vishnu, Lord Krishna. And then he put Vishnu also. Why? Because always pleasing Krishna by following. Who is Bali Maharaj's guru? He was. But he also has another guru, Shiksha Guru. Yes, Prahlad Maharaj. He grew up. Generally we forget when we grow up with our mother, mother gives us Krishna consciousness in the beginning of our life, isn't it? At least most of the devotees, I would say. Not every mother probably. But we should feel always obligated to those who helped us to Krishna consciousness. It's a very emotional to think how Prabhupada thought about it, that he said, if you look at in the purport, in Prahlad Maharaj, in Dhruva Maharaj's case, Prabhupada said when Dhruva Maharaj was about to leave, he was stopping everything. He said, where is my mother? Because who made Dhruva Maharaj Dhruva Maharaj, a pure Mahabhagavata? It was his mother who started. Later on Narad Muni came, then he, of course he did also austerity. It's not only mother, the child also has to accept. So the mother's, I guess, the duty is to make or present the Krishna consciousness in such a way that the child will take. Because Prabhupada said, the highest realization of Krishna consciousness understanding will be when one is able to give the truth to others in such a manner that they will respond positively. So it's not just, like if you accuse a child or accuse anybody, or you are like dummy, you're not listening, then forget it. The rest of the speech you're saying is not entering in the heart. It's passing through the ear to ear, out. Because 1715, if you look at in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says the psychology of speaking. You should always give, in the translation Prabhupada said, the austerity of speech. Means you have to voluntarily prepare yourself, the way Prabhupada put it, austerity of speech. So I was not thinking only five, I added one more, six quality required just to speak to another person. In our any relationship, whether with children or with parents or brother, sister or friend or stranger, whatever. But there is an art of speaking. It's anudbega karam vakyam. Anudbega means you have to speak such a way that it should not agitate the person. So if you say you're not even listening to me, you're already blocking that person's hearing perception. So it does not enter. That's why Krishna is the best psychologist. So he spoke to Arjuna like this. In the beginning of Bhagavad Gita, Krishna allowed Arjuna to speak. Krishna didn't even speak. In the first chapter, you hardly see even Krishna doing anything. He did not speak. Only Arjuna speaking. When somebody comes with the trouble, we don't have to give them instruction. Unless they want it. They want just you to hear. And that's what Krishna did. He just heard, hearing. Then finally when Arjuna asked, Karpanna dosa apahata sabhava, second chapter, Krishna started speaking because he asked Krishna's help, advice. Similarly, Bali Maharaj, he was a great devotee, and we can see that he never argued with Prahlad Maharaj, although they have a two different opinion. And I give you an example. One time, Prahlad Maharaj saw Bali Maharaj, young boy, enthusiastically, this is from Vaman Purana, enthusiastically glorifying the worshipping of Brahman. So Prahlad Maharaj says, you will be more happy if you learn how to worship Vishnu. So he is born in a demon family. Demon doesn't mean in the West we think demon is like a pointy ear or, I don't know, horn or something, sharp teeth or something. But that's not what demon. Demon means their inclination, nature, is towards opposition to God's plan. They don't want to align with Krishna's plan. And if I don't want to align with Krishna's plan, that is also demoniac nature within me. That's how it actually boils down. So Prahlad Maharaj says, Bali, you should worship Vishnu, then life will be successful. Bali says, why do we need Vishnu? He's our enemy. He killed our grandfather, Hiranyakashipu, your father. Why you adore him all the time? So of course, Prahlad Maharaj is a grandfather. Grandfather has the affection for a grandchild. So he said, I'm giving you warning. The day will come when you meet Vishnu, you lose everything that you brag about it. Whatever you bragging in this world, you think without Vishnu you can, that day will come, you lose all these things, then you will recognize who is Vishnu. Bali Maharaj was so nice, he did not argue with his grandfather. He was just thinking about it. Of course, we know the past times that when Bamandev finally took over all his, by tricking, actually you can say cheating, Prabhupada said actually cheating, asked for a 3 feet land. How much is the 3 feet land? Well, it's 2 feet covered the entire universe. Of course, that was not revealed before. Bali Maharaj was such a genius, intelligent. So when Bamandev says, you promised 3 feet and you gave me 2 feet, he immediately examined his promise and his inner intention should be aligned. So he's thinking, what is most important? Is the possession is more important or possessor is more important? So he thought, wait, I gave all my possession, but I did not give myself. So then he told Bamandev, the possessor is more valuable than possession. So far I have given, you are happy with this, the entire material, this universe that he was ruling. I'm still existing. I did not give myself. Here, you can put your third step on my head. So this way he exhibited a way of surrender. You will see all the acharya glorifying him. When surrender, question of surrender, Boli. Immediately Boli Maharaj. Because possessor is more important. How do we figure it out? Because Prabhupada, one lecture, he says, why did Bhaktivinoda Thakur say, Manasa deha geha jo kichu moro arpilu tu apade Nanda Kishore. Oh, Nanda Maharaj's son, Nanda Kishore, young, son of Nanda Maharaj, I want to offer you my mind and intelligence. He could have said, I can offer you my house, my wealth, my bank balance. Prabhupada asked that question. You can listen to that lecture. And I was thinking, like, that's so true. People generally come to temple, they put some money, they bring something. But what Krishna is interested, what is the difference between the karmi and the devotee? The difference is we offer ourselves first before we offer our money and others. Of course, Giriraj Maharaj, I remember he used to sit in our guest house manager's early days, in early 80s, and he used to tell us, because there was a life membership and I was the life membership director, and Maharaj said many, many stories. One story he says, one day he was a little depressed and Prabhupada said, why you're not happy? He said, because I go to this Indian man to make him life member and he's not giving me. He always have an excuse. Oh, I'm a little busy, I can't see you. Or the spion comes outside and said, sorry, he's busy, he has the appointment, this, that. Some or other, he never gives that appointment. So I'm just a little not comfortable. Prabhupada said, well, maybe Krishna has some plan for that man to go through some suffering, that's why he's not immediately allowing you access. So like this, then one time Prabhupada told him that when hard-earned money is given to someone, the man who worked so hard for that money, he wants to see, he wants to walk with that money and to see where this money is going. So when you get the money from a rich man, they actually interested where this money is utilized for. So many way like this, we can say, okay, we should abstract if somebody brings some money, that's all they give. But ultimately, Krishna does not really need any of this. What he wants, that each of us, he is interested for how we are coming to him. That is the most, and Bali Maharaj has proved it. So this is wonderful. Now the next part is Prahlad Maharaj. Time is very quick. So I'm going to give a little synopsis. I collected few slokas, very nice slokas, describing the glories of Prahlad Maharaj. First of all, I'm a little greedy always. I always look, what am I going to get out of it? That's how I have mentality. Man. So you can look at it in 7 Canto 10 Chapter 46. It's a beautiful. Bhagavatam also satisfy your intelligence. It says that ja etat punnam akhayam vishnur bijja ubrihitam krichat sraddaya sutta karma pashar vimuchyate. And then the next verse it says etat javadi purushasya mrigenda lilam. The translation is, anybody hears about Prahlad Maharaj's, his conversation with his father, his conversation with the demoniac children, and his conversation with Narad Muni. Anybody hears, just hearing, what will happen? 3 things you're going to get out of Prabhupada's translation. I found. He says, you're going to get sutta unubhavam, akuta bhayam iti lokam. You will become fearless. You will feel natural attraction to God, and you will go back home, back to Godhead. Something else you want? What are you looking for? Just by hearing Prahlad Maharaj. So please pay attention. I'll try to get as many possible. Just by hearing, you'll get these 3 things. So nice, isn't it? It's not a bribery. It's a real fact. The first thing it says, now first thing I collected from today's verse, Prarhada Eva Sadgraha. Srila Prabhupada says, Prahlad Maharaj's character is like a staunch devotee. Prahlad Maharaj's life beginning, every time I think of Prahlad Maharaj, I immediately think of Haridas Thakur. And Haridas Thakur and Brahma both came. Or you can say Prahlad and Brahma came in residing in Haridas Thakur's body, both. And they gave some wonderful clue. What clue they gave? That if you want to advance in spiritual path, you must learn a tolerance. Tolerance has to be voluntary. Because if you can tolerate whatever is coming in your life as a kind of pain, if you tolerate, you will be eternally free. Just this life, eternally free. It's very exciting. Why not? Let's tolerate. And while you are tolerating means you are paying obeisances to the Lord. Tolerance doesn't mean like, I'm tolerating. That's not what it says. Tolerating means you are gladly offering obeisances to the Lord. And Lord's lotus feet has 4 things emanates from his lotus feet. Asaka abhaya amrita adhara tumara charana dai tahate ekhana vishamalobhya charinu bhavera bhai. If when you are hearing about Krishna, where is lotus feet of the Lord can be easily accessed? Well, you can say in the altar also. You have to meditate. You know what kind of thori Krishna has? But you look at the deity, didn't you? But we didn't focus on that. So, four things supposed to emanate from the lotus feet. He said, Ashoka, your lamentation generally from the past. Lamentation is not present or future, it's from the past. All the lamentation supposed to disappear. Or at least proportion how much you're focusing on Krishna's lotus feet. How do you get the lotus feet? Where is the lotus feet found beside the altar? In the heart of the devotee. And how the lotus feet connects to us? Through Harikatha. When you hear about Krishna, that is from emanating. Where is the evidence? Nikila Sruti Mauli Ratna Mala Dhuti Nirajita Pada Pankaja Anta. Rupa Goswami Pad says, from the toenail of the Lord emanates the Krishna Katha. Nikila Sruti. Nikila means unlimited. Sruti means these scriptures. They are emanating from the toenail of the Lord through the mouth of the devotees. So when we hear, four things supposed to happen. One is Asoka. Our lamentation means you are not concerned about past. It's not like we get Alzheimer, we forgot. Not like that. Means you are aware what happened past, you did mistake, I did mistake. I did. Honestly, I did a lot of mistakes. And I want to take the responsibility. I want to be responsible for that so that I don't ever make mistake in future. So that's Asoka. Abhaya. Abhaya means the fear is there, but you are not affected. Like middle of the night, David is there with the knife, kitchen knife, and going around in front of Prabhupada, Saraswati Maharaj writes. But Prabhupada is not afraid. And he is fully aware what is David's intention. Only 3 days Prabhupada stayed in there. On the third day, this happened in the middle of the night. And Prabhupada somehow or other has an access of japa bag always. I guess he slept with the japa bag or nearby. That is chanting. On the third time, when David went like this, Prabhupada said, just put it down, chant. So fear is there, but he's not affected. This is what we need. We cannot be completely out of fear scenario, you know what I mean? But we will not be affected. That's required. Asoka abhaya, amrita. Amrita means you must be drinking a nectar. What nectar? That eternity. Indestructibility of eternity. We will feel within us that we are eternal. Krishna is eternal. Our relationship is eternal. This such illumination that no fear touch. Even though fear is there, car accident is there. Prabhupada's car, the Rolls Royce in Mauritius, was smashed. That it could not be even fixed. It's so smashed. But Brahmananda Prabhu says, before car crash, Prabhupada was chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. During the car smash, he remembered Prabhupada was still chanting. Not like, Hare Krishna, not like that. You know, out of fear. It's the same speed Prabhupada was chanting. After car crash, Prabhupada did not move anything. He had his cane on the back and Japamala on his right hand. And he's still chanting. So some or other they opened the door and got Prabhupada out. And after a moment he forgot about it. He kept him chanting. Let's get another car to go back. So like that, this is a very wonderful experience. Something we can relate to our life. So this is abhaya, amrita, adhara. Adhara means, adhara is a base, like a foundation. Your spiritual life is such a strongly, deeply rooted. If the strong wind comes, it won't knock out. In California there's a sequoia. That if a big storm wind comes, some trees are growing big, but if the wind comes strong, they knock it out. But those trees has a deep roots. They are growing also deep rooted. So when a big strong wind comes, they don't knock it out. They survive. In spiritual path, our understanding has to be so deep, and we have to grow also, internally, externally, both. Then, even challenges, whatever, atrocity, whatever comes in our life, our bhakti will not be disturbed. Like Haridas Thakur, like Srila Prabhupada, his old age. So this is what Prahlad Maharaj thought this, wonderful, as a Haridas Thakur. What he did, when illusion came, prostitute, what did Haridas Thakur do? He placed his holy name, himself into the holy name, he was chanting. When the snake was there, what did Haridas Thakur do? He was chanting. If you look at Haridas Thakur's life, what Prahlad Maharaj taught as in a Haridas Thakur form, or even in his own life, that's all he did. Oh, Krishna, I'm going too slow. I've collected too many, but I don't think I'll be able to. So another one is, how much it affected to Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prahlad Maharaj's life? Guess what, in Kartik Vrata in Vrindavan he used to do for 1 month, studying Prahlad Maharaj's teachings. And most of the Babaji came only one time, not twice. That's why he was very upset, that they are not interested in Prahlad Maharaj's. Prahlad Maharaj's teachings gives us the foundation. If our foundation is strong and good built, you can build your spiritual life as high as you want. But if the foundation is weak, you cannot go too high, you will knock out. So, Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur himself, he said, he read 108 times Prahlad Maharaj's charit. He even wrote a book. So this is very important. We should thrive in that. Prahlad Maharaj taught something interesting. He says, when you are connected with the source of everything, fear is gone. And he gave the logic of this sloka. Bhayam ditya avinivesyata shet. When fear appears, do you know? When you misuse your free will, it's a scientific breakdown. You are right, but it's breakdown. First you misuse your free will, then you turn your face away from Krishna. The moment you turn your face away from Krishna, your relationship with Krishna is covered. You lost that connection. Then, where this verse from 11th canto, Bhayam ditya avinivesyata shet, ishat apitasya viparjaya asmriti. Very scientifically. The moment I misuse my free will, I turn away from Krishna, the relationship is covered. I don't even remember I have a relationship. Be honest, sometimes I don't feel that I had a relationship with Krishna. I'm hearing it and I'm accepting it, but I don't feel it that I really have. Like, I had a relationship with my mother. I can feel it still. She's not present, but I can still feel it. So like this, that sloka actually gave me a good foundation that what mistake I did. That time, the secondary world, Maya's world, appeared. Maya is not there when we are facing to Krishna. Just like Prabhupada told to that pilot, when he said that in the airplane, I guess there is a two pilot. One is a spare pilot or whatever. He was spending time with talking while the airplane is going. And he had a very nice question. He asked Prabhupada that so many evils in this world, and Prabhupada gave a very scientific answer. He said, when you look at the sun, you do not see the shade, your own shadow. How do you see your own shadow? In order to see your own shadow, you have to turn back towards sun. So when you turn away from Krishna, you see the evil. But if you actually facing to Krishna, you will not see bad or evil. Next one, Prahlad Maharaj taught the demoniac children. I'll see how many I can. Just very quick, I'll just go through. And just by hearing this, we can become also fearless. So Prahlad Maharaj, first thing he said, that Krishna consciousness should be practiced as soon the opportunity is available. He said Komara means from a childhood, but some people didn't join Hare Krishna until they are grown up or something, or teenager. But doesn't matter, you can also translate in a way that as soon the opportunity you have or access you have, you should start practicing Krishna consciousness without wasting time. And try to see everything connected with Krishna. And the second teachings he gave, Sukham Indrikam Ditta Deha Yogina Dehana, is one of my favorite verses. I mean, all those verses of Prahlad Maharaj's favorite, because it helped me a lot. He says, don't try to see you are the only maker of your destiny. Life has a predestined, and you are making your future life how you react on the destiny. So you already have a predestined, something like a wrinkle, you know, gray hair, but how you react, you preparing your future life. So both, are we the maker of our destiny or life is predestined? Both. He gave a very nice explanation on that. This is 7.6.3. You can read the purport Prabhupada gave, so wonderful. He repeated twice that as far what you're going to get in this life, you think if you work hard, you will make more happy? No. Prabhupada says in one lecture on that verse that if you are destined to get 28, no, he said 10,000, you will not get 9,999 or 10,001. How accurate do you want? Prabhupada said just like that. You will get exactly 10,000. But in the purport, Prabhupada writes that there is no automatic or free that you will become Krishna conscious. You have as a human being, since your future already settled, why don't you take up Krishna consciousness and practice? Krishna consciousness is not automatic. I mentioned many times, and I like to pound it million times, that it is intentional. You have to be consciously make a commitment and effort. It is not automatic. Otherwise, everybody would be in the spiritual world. Krishna never intervenes in our free will. It is individually us. We are product of our own decision, means we have to make our own choice to serve Krishna and go back home. Another thing Prahlad Maharaj taught to the children, you don't need to be perfect, because they, you know, demon children, they say, we're not perfect like you, you know so much. Then he said, you don't need to be perfect to inspire others. Let people get inspired by how you deal with your imperfection. Isn't it sweet the way Prahlad Maharaj worded? You don't need to be perfect to inspire others. Let people get inspired by how you deal with your imperfection. Such a sweet. Then Prahlad Maharaj, of course, 4.18.16 in Bhagavatam. Oh, Krishna, it's almost 9. Okay, I'm just going to go in 1 minute, few things in case. Amongst all the Mahajans, Prahlad Maharaj's name is one of the third, and he's the best. This is from Madhulila 23.8. Prabhupada translate. When one develops an unflinching sense of ownership or possessiveness in relation to Lord Vishnu, in other words, when one thinks Vishnu, no one else, to be only object of love, such awakening is called bhakti. Persons like Bhishma, Prahlad, Uddhava and Narada. So Prahlad Maharaj actually knows the real definition of love. Love. You know the word love? Anybody heard that word? Everybody grows. It's like everywhere. Where love comes from? Where this word love comes from? This verse explained. Prahlad Maharaj explained. Where? Not from matter or material. The word love is non-material. It's coming from the soul. It is spiritual. The word love. But it filters through mind and body, creates the material, sense enjoyment. But the word love is not. It's very sweet. Oh, regarding about chanting, why louder chanting is better, Prahlad Maharaj says, this is from Naradiya Puran Prahlad Bhakya. Japata Hari Namani Stane Sata Gunadhika Atmanamcha Punnati Uchit Japan Strotam Punati Ego. Compared to that person who is attached to chanting japa, the person who performs loud chanting of the holy name of Sri Hari is 100 times better. Just remember, nobody knows you are chanting or not, you're going like Krishna. No, Prahlad Maharaj says 100 times better if we chant a little louder. That's why Prabhupada said we should hear our chanting. And I'll end here. I wrote actually a few questions. Draupadi's devotion is higher than Prahlad's, but in challenges, Prahlad Maharaj did not pray, but Draupadi prayed. How to understand that? That's a good question. You can meditate. We don't have much time, but you can meditate. And there is beautiful other. That's good enough. I'll just stop here. Is there any reflection? Yes, please.
Well, my question is,
what do you think?
Well, I mean, you know, Bali Maharaj surrendered everything. So I'm just wondering how patience fits into that surrender that he did. And why Prabhupada.
If you look at Bali Maharaj's death type, at that moment, the moment you are thinking of Bali Maharaj, if you look at that moment when Bamandev came, how much opposition he had. But he tolerated. He was very patient.
Okay.
His own guru, one commentary gave that his guru not only suggested him not to give anything to this young boy, beautiful boy, Bali Maharaj was attracted by it. And he is even hearing his own sister's agony with emotion, and his own guru coming in front of him said, don't give anything, he will take away everything, he's Vishnu, stop, just withdraw. He did not put the, you know, generally in Vedic culture, when you give a charity, you put a water, 3 drops right here in the palm, and then it's called sankalpa, you know. And he did not do yet. So what his guru did, one commentator gave, that he went in the komandol. You know, the komandol has a little, that where water passed through. He went there and he blocked it. And Bali Maharaj is thinking, why is blocking? So they took a straw and poked it. That's why Shukracharya's eye got lit. And there is a saying in India that when you have some eye defect, it's not auspicious to look at that person. Because it reminded of Bali Maharaj wanted to do auspicious thing, but it created it. Anyway, so he had to tolerate. And Prabhupada made a very nice point that nothing should stop one's devotion to Krishna, even if guru comes as an obstacle. You have to remove guru. Nothing should stop. That's a big patience, no?
So the patience is the ability to and not just react, but to kind of like evaluate what's going on in front of you and actually consider all aspects before
yeah,
acting.
Also not blaming, accusing others. You know, because of you talk late night, I could not get up for Mangal Arati. Not like that. We have to be responsible. Bali Maharaj was responsible. Even though he has opposition, his guru himself is saying, don't do it. You know, who is more powerful in the ceremony, guru. But he did not accuse his guru. He just did what is proper to bhakti. He did not accuse, he did not blaspheme his guru. It was a big, not only tolerant, but like a very, but he's fully aware. At the same time, he's very joyfully offering this to Vamandeva. That's like a both side, like you're not accusing, knowing that this person is biggest obstacle in your life, and this person is right in front of you, but you're not saying anything bad about that person. How would you say? Tolerance? At the same time, he's joyfully offering, you are happy that you have a challenge, somebody wants to kill you or stop your bhakti, and at the same time you are not accusing, at the same time you are not criticizing, but at the same time you are joyfully performing. That's a big patience, isn't it?
I always tell people, sometimes, like somebody will say, well, this person did that to me, and I always say, well, whatever just happened to you, that's your reaction, your karma per se. But I say, if you just tolerate that and don't react to it, then you stop that cycle. You've stopped that, and like if Bali Maharaj had fought back with his guru and created a disturbance, then that would have created a more of a reaction.
Very
but
good.
He just kind of like, yeah.
That's good. Actually, 11th Canto, 20th chapter, text 27-28, gives a very nice explanation about this. Anybody interested to read more, you can read there. The first thing we have to do, we have to acknowledge. Bali Maharaj was fully aware. Knowledge and acknowledging means I'm accepting what is happening. I'm fully aware what is happening. Because ignorance will not allow us to tolerate. Bali Maharaj is aware, so he's acknowledged. Acknowledgement, what it does, it gives us regret. Repent. Regret. Oh, it is due to my sinful nature this is happening. Not, oh, this person is bad, he is causing me. No. It is due to my sinful. This is called regret. Repents. When Prabhupada's right, repentance opens the door of liberation. Actually, he gets free at that time from three modes. That time, because he gets free, rectification takes birth. Rectification takes birth, he becomes responsible at that moment. Only when he regrets and repents, otherwise not possible. But in order to regret and repent, well, it is not the function of the head. It is not the function of the intelligence or brain. Because Prabhupada made one nice point when Daksha was killed. He had a goat head. You know the pastime. I don't want to say the whole thing. So when he had a headless, you can say headless, he actually regretted and repented. So Prabhupada in the purport he writes, now he did not have a brain. His head was not there. So where this regret and repentance comes from? He said from the heart. Somebody, we think like, oh, I have to be intelligent to repent and then advance. No, it comes from the heart. Heart means thinking, awareness, feeling. I caused this person trouble due to my sinful nature, like that. So this is very gradual. Acknowledgement, then regret, repent, open the door of liberation means you will immediately try to rectify the situation by being responsible. It's a very gradual progress. And then Krishna says, you will come to me. So nice.
Thank you.
Thank you. That was a very nice point for you. Any other? Yes, Mother.
I have a question. Where do you think that you want to be
perfect?
You want to be perfect?
Yes. It's a 7th canto, 7th canto, 6th chapter, and 7th chapter. These two chapters Prahlad Maharaj is speaking to the demoniac children, and he made them devotee. They all became pure devotee. And the commentary of Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, very nicely. Prabhupada also gave hint on that, and I was looking at it. Very nicely explained. Isn't it very sweet the way Prahlad Maharaj
yes, thought of it? Yes.
Thank you. Any other? Okay. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Prahlad Maharaj ki jai, Bali Maharaj ki jai, King Parikshit Maharaj ki jai, and Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sudhagur ki jai, and Srila Prabhupada ki jai, and Samavata Vaishnava Binda ki jai. You want the garland? Yeah, it was a